joined by Colin and Alex from Quartetto Gelato. How are you both doing today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Now, you were musical group as part of the Culinary Symphony on Monday night. The first ever, as far as we can tell anyways, pairing of music and food like that. What was that experience like for you guys?
We have never done anything like that before. We've been background for fancy evenings or for more themed evenings, and our music fits. But usually what happens is that the music becomes background. But the way this whole event worked is we tried to make the music suit each meal, and the final result was something that the group has never experienced. It was a complete balance of the music and the food, and the whole evening there was no single dominant event. The food and the music were both the same.
That's awesome. I mean, obviously an experimental event. Do you think it worked?
It'll be back. It was huge.
Right on.
We had people up and screaming and dancing and partying. It was very
as an artist, it was a big inspiration for me, and I'm sure Colin will agree that before we went on stage, we were on stage 5 times that night, and before every set we were served that dish and we got inspired.
Colin, I've got to know, you were doing the splits while you're performing? How do you do that?
You have to have stretchy pants. It's part of what we do. I mean, the group's been around for 23 years and we're always trying to experiment and try to do new things, and so the splits is just one other new thing that we try and throw in there.
Well, I have to say, I've never seen Quartetto Gelato perform. It was a lot of fun, and I was really impressed by what you guys did there. I understand you guys have had a pretty good time here in Canmore over the last few days.
Fantastic time, because we are fed very well. The food is amazing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience.
Great.
I actually grew up in Calgary and I moved away about 10 years ago. So any chance to come back to any place in Alberta actually feels really special. But I was always back and forth between Calgary, Canmore, and Banff all the time with performances. So it's amazing. It's like being home.
You come back after a decade. What would you say the dining scene is like here compared to the last time?
I don't remember there being a dining scene. I think that's why people went to Banff. Canmore is exceptional now. Every single place we went to felt like a 5-star, like truly. And we've been on the road for a long time, and we can only eat so many fast food kind of truck stop places.
On the road, we're also kind of exposed to the great food as well.
That's true.
It's not easy to find a good place, and here it's like such a condensed place of all this great food, because we have eaten nothing but good food.
That's great.
Experienced fantastic cuisine in every place we came here.
And you guys did a little a progressive dinner tour.
That was a last minute thing we tried, and it inspired us. Maybe we'd go and do something like that back in Toronto. But we hung out with people, we drank, we ate, we played music, we partied, we had fun. I can't even think of anything else you'd ask any musicians to want to do. That's like the best gig ever.
So can we expect Quartetto Gelato to come back maybe at some point down the road here?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're asked, no problem. In a heartbeat.
Fantastic. Quartetto Gelato, the performers at the Culinary Symphony this past Monday. It was a great event. Canmore and Cork continues until this coming Sunday, so canmoreandcork.com if you want more details. Thanks so much for joining me on the show, and I'm glad you enjoyed your experience here in town.
Thanks so much for having us.